Some of the world's loveliest cities hug great rivers. Budapest is perched along the banks of the Danube. Cairo, without the Nile, would be a dust bowl. And the Tigris was the lifeblood of Baghdad for centuries. It's hard to imagine standing atop a bridge there watching boats gliding through water because war has driven away most of the river's traffic. But NPR's Alice Fordham reports that after a decade of war, the river is slowly coming back to life.
It's a cool, sunny winter day in Baghdad, and on the banks of the River Tigris is moored what I can only describe as a party boat. There's tinsel snaking up the boat rails, festoons of silk flowers, and young men with hair in gelled-up curlicues dancing while children run around.
Oh my God, it's so beautiful. It's nice, especially the weather and the air that will touch your cheeks. Beautiful.
Zainab Loué is an English teacher, joining dozens of people paying the equivalent of a few dollars to chug up the river and back. She's with Mohammed Rayan, an engineer. I spy some couple selfie action.
Yeah, sure. We must take some selfie. We just get married.
As the party boat thrums along, smaller vessels buzz alongside. They're river taxis on weekdays, but this is the weekend, and some students have crammed in for a joyride. Basim Ali Shaka has been driving these little boats for 16 years. Now the security's okay, although the police stop him going under the bridges so he can't go far. But there were dangerous times. He remembers a sniper in one of these riverside buildings who killed three passengers in 2006. The Tigris used to be an artery of Iraq. An old National Geographic has a report on seeing Baghdad for the first time from the deck of a Tigris steamer. Sepia photographs show a waterfront bustling with odd little boats. We read excerpts from that article written some 100 years ago by travellers Frederick and Margaret Simpich.
I was paddled ashore from the steamer in a guffa, a queer craft used here since Jonah's day. A guffa is woven from willows, about 6 feet in diameter. Some say Moses was cut adrift in one of these guffas.
The kalik is a raft made of inflated goat skins, held together by poles. These kaliks come down to Baghdad in hundreds from Mosul, bringing wool, pottery, grain, and skins.
With better roads, cars, and railways, fewer people paddled their lives down the river, and there aren't kaliks or guffas in Baghdad anymore. But the transport ministry plans to bring back river transport as the street traffic's so bad, expand the water taxis and start a boat going all the way from Baghdad to the sea. And there are still oars paddling through the Tigris.
This is my life. It's my life. All the time in the river.
This is the Baghdad Rowing Club, where national athlete Ahmed Sitar comes to row every day. He loves the Tigris.
When I row, I feel romantic.
He trains hard, competes internationally, but when he gets on the river, he says it makes him dream.
Dream for my life and the future, like this, all the time.
His coach, Hassan Shaukat Hassan, says most Iraqis prefer soccer to rowing, but he wishes they would at least come enjoy the river and that more riverside parks and restaurants would open so people could watch the athletes skimming their boats along the Tigris in the golden afternoon sunlight. Alice Fordham, NPR News.